We are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. We are in item 144.
Yes, so let's read. Explaining the three worlds, Briya, Yetzirah, and Asya. First of all, we need to understand that these worlds, there would be no need for them if there was no shattering, as we learned. And in order to correct the shattering, we need to begin its correction from the lowest possible desire to receive. The lowest desire to receive is the desire that has no connection with the measure of bestowal, with the quality of the Creator, and therefore is completely outside of all the world's Briya Yetzirah Asiya. Moreover, the world of Atzilut and Adam HaKadmon, which are above. And therefore, all the corrections begin from the will to receive in order to receive, which are in the living body, like a person in this world, and begins to take on a certain illumination from above, which influences him. Because during the shattering, the desire, the spiritual desire to receive shattered, and all its pieces in the shattering were incorporated, these and those and those and these, and therefore, in even the smallest desire to receive, all the parts exist from all the desires up to the highest possible ones, because the shattering was truly from above down throughout all the desires. And therefore, it turns out that the correction is necessary for everyone. And the correction needs to begin from zero. And that zero is also, it also has all kinds of forms of incorporation from the discernments that are above it, from all the desires. Hence, the zero itself is also divided to still vegetative animal, and speaking of this world, and every part of them is also divided to still vegetative animal, and speaking, and that way more and more and more, until we see, according to the corrections that take place throughout evolution, where there is no part that can correct itself in a guided way towards correction, of course not to the end of correction, until we begin to awaken as part of the corporeal, disconnected from spirituality form. We begin to connect the spirituality, to be integrated in it somewhat, to receive from it all kinds of influences, and us too, we will see that in the connections between us, we bestow upon the spiritual world. And this is actually our degree, where we're in this transition between the corporeal world and the spiritual world. And all our corrections are already in the spiritual world. Asira, Yetzira, Briya, Atzilut, Adam HaKadmon, and the world of Ein Sof. From below upwards, this way, we advance. And therefore, we need to first learn the corrections and discernments that are in all the world's Briya Yetzira Asiya, which are the closest to us, to which we are connected. Meaning that will to receive of ours, which yearns for the Creator, we receive it from the world of spirit, the spiritual world of Asiya, and through the spiritual world of Asiya, we bestow on all the rest of the higher worlds until we reach the Creator. So let's see what connection we have between us and the worlds, Briya Yetzira Asiya. First of all, please.
So the title is Explaining the Three Worlds, Briya, Yetzira, and Asiya, 144. There are seven basic principles to discern in the three worlds, Briya. 1. From where was the place for these three worlds made? 2.
A matter of the place, that's important. Yes?
2. The levels of the Partsufim Bia and the initial position of the worlds when they were emanated and emerged from Nukba of Atzilut. 3. All the levels from the added Mochin after their position, which they had obtained prior to the sin of Adam HaRishon. 4. The Mochin that remained in the Partsufim, Bia, and the place to which the worlds fell after they were blemished by the sin of Adam HaRishon. 5. The Mochin of Ima that the Partsufim Bia received after their fall below Parsa of Atzilut. 6. The posterior Partsufim of the five Partsufim of Atzilut, which descended and clothed the Partsufim Bia and became the phase of Neshama to Neshama for them. 7. The phase of Malchut of Atzilut that descended and became Atik to the Partsufim of Bia.
Meaning we can see that there's a system here. It's not that we're in some space somewhere and some light's influencing us or some ray of light is coming to us and does something. Rather, there's a system which connects us to Ein Sof. Ein Sof meaning the revelation of the Creator in a complete manner. And from that state, that place, which is called Ein Sof, towards us, there are the cascading, the lowering of the degrees. The worlds, Partsufim, Sfirot, where we are in the lowest edge of this whole system. And the light of Ein Sof bestows upon us through this system in order to raise us back to that Ein Sof. Yes. And along the way we have the worlds of Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, five Partsufim in each world, five Sfirot in each Partsuf, and we need to adapt ourselves from resembling and being like every Sfira, every Partsuf, every world, through that raising ourselves upwards. And to the extent in which we want to rise up, we need to accordingly understand that for that, we need to connect until we reach the highest possible place where it's written, one receives one, where the Creator is one, and we become as one. And by that, we correct our kli from the shattering. We bring it back to the place, the whole place that is connected, and thus attain accordingly, according to the essence of the vehicle that we created. Accordingly, we reveal the Creator. As the Creator says, you made me. Whereas if we connect our vessels together, we reveal that way the Creator. I don't see that there are any questions, which is good. It could be.
No.
Well,
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
There's something essential I don't understand that we learned that the upper one that is adjacent pulls the lower one towards the correction according to the order of the degrees. But we also learned that all corrections are by the world of Atzilut. So how does that work out?
The world Atzilut arranges for us all the corrections, that's correct. And from the world of Atzilut, all kinds of lights that awaken us come down, and according to how we answer these lights correctly, we ascend and correct ourselves. That's all correct.
PT 19.
Good morning, Rav, friends. There's a process here called, as you said, from below upward. All the degrees go from below upward. So my question is, what motivates them? How can you go from one world for the next?
All these degrees from above down are called the degrees of deadening or of concealing, and it's all to let us exist in a free way, so that we will have free choice, so that we will hear that it's worthwhile for us to try to be in arvut, in connection, in integration, correctly, gradually, and in such a way we build from ourselves one created being, one desire, and are incorporated in the Creator to the extent in which He, one, fills us with one.
Is there a quality of the way the lights go from one degree to the next?
It depends on the extent in which we will connect between us.
Thank you.
Okay, item 145.
145. The first discernment had been explained because of the ascent of the ending Malchut, which was below the Siyum Raglin of Ak, to the place of the Chazeh of Zat, of Nekudot of Sag, which occurred during the second restriction. The two lower thirds of Tiferet and Nehi fell below the new point of Siyum of the Chazeh of the Nekudot. Thus they are no longer worthy of receiving the upper light, and the place of the three worlds, Bia, was made of them. The place of the world of Bria was made of two lower thirds of Tiferet. The place of the world of Yetzirah was made of the three Sfirot Nehi, and the place of the world of Asiya was made of Malchut.
Again,
145.
I will read it. Here, the first discernment has already been explained before, that because of the ascent of the ending Malchut, which was below the Siyum Raglin of Ak, yes, it's in the Siyum, so it rises to the place of Chazeh, of Zat, of Nekudot of Sag, and in this place, this action took place during the second restriction, during the time of the second restriction, and the two lower thirds of Tiferet and Nehim fell below of Nekudot of Sag, fell down to the new point of Siyum in the Chazev Nekudot, which is called the point of Parsa, and therefore are no longer worthy, those vessels that fell, to receive the upper light anymore, in the place that they descended to. And from them, the place for the three worlds, Bia, was made for them. Meaning the place of the three worlds of Bia is the vessels of Nekudot of Sag that fell and are below the Parsa, in which the bottom two-thirds of Tiferet became the place or the world of Bria, the three Sfirot Nehi became Yetzirah, and the place of the world of Asiya was made of the Malchut. Okay? PT4.
When he writes that a place for Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya was made, it means that they fell, the two thirds, or only when
these vessels that were above Parsa fell below the Parsa, and from those vessels, the vessels for the worlds of Bia were made.
What's the discernment when they go below the parsa? What's the difference between them as opposed to the places of the world's Birat-Zirasiya before Atzilut came? Was there a difference before the world of Atzilut came out?
The world of Atzilut is really the filling. The world of Atzilut, B'riah Yetzirah Asiyah, is the filling of those places, meaning to those sfirot of Nekudot of Sag, which emerged downwards, restricted and settled in this new place.
What's a special discernment about the bottom two-thirds of Tiferet, Nehi and the Malchut? Why is that division?
The two-thirds of Tiferet specifically? I don't understand. Every 10 Sfirot you have, and now every 10 Sfirot operates the Malchut, and it divides them, these 10 Sfirot, from the Tabu to Siyum, according to its discernments. So it turns out that in the vessels of Keter Chochma Bina, Chesed, Gvura, and the upper third of Tiferet, there is no connection to the will to receive, and they are seemingly free of the will to receive. That could be the place for the Sfirot and vessels of bestowal, and that's why the world of Atzilut can be there. Whereas below that place, it's divided according to the relation to Malchut. So in relation to Malchut there, the lower two-thirds of Tiferet, what we call Zat of Tiferet, the lower seven of Tiferet, and then Nehi and Malchut itself. Those are those three Sfirot, or parts of the Sfirot. They have a different association with the Malchut, which is the will to receive, and therefore they don't connect together to be just below the Parsa. But rather, they are divided relative to the will to receive to three discernments, in which the lower seven of Bina, meaning the lower two-thirds of Tiferet, which are below the Parsa, are still not so bad. Nehi is also, but Malchut itself is ready, the will to receive, that is below everything. Meaning we can see that the Nekudot of Sag, which descended downwards, already divide this desire according to the relation between Bina and Malchut. That's it. PT 30.
Hello. Can you say that the worlds of Bia is Vak, to bestow in order to bestow, and Atzilut is Gal, to receive in order to bestow?
Let it be so for the time being. Latin 7.
Thank you, Rav. We learn that the desire is the place. And about the partsufim that ascend and descend, so what happens to the guf compared to the place? If they ascend, so they're closer to Atzilut, meaning it shines more, and when they descend, it shines less?
Place is usually sfirot, or partsufim, or worlds that are in a higher degree. Let's say, Nekudot of Sag, which went down below Tabu. So from them, the place for the world of Abiyah was made. The Nekudot of Sag belong to Sag. They are all vessels of bestowal. And what exists in them is already vessels in a degree that is lesser than them. So place is actually also a desire, only a desire to bestow more. So much so that also the creator we call makom, place, but it is completely to bestow, where we are all in him.
PT 13.
How can we explain the dividing of Bia? Because it's a place that was shattered eventually.
It's not important. Afterwards, we then see that the shattered vessels are arranged between them and come close between them and connect between them, either in order to receive or in order to bestow, and accordingly they are sorted. You see, just like in this world, there are constant diffusions, incorporations, closeness, nearing, distancing, all kinds of connections, and it's all through scrutiny that is taking place from the upper light, which shines in all kinds of vessels and all kinds of places, and accordingly there are scrutinies every moment. All the changes that are in each and every one and in all of us together, between us, are all scrutinies.
It's like the shattering. There's a place that's even more shattered and less shattered.
Of course, that's the whole difference between different places.
Yes.
Tbilisi.
Может, не совсем к месту будет вопрос. Скажите, Раф, может.
Maybe the question isn't really at place, but. About the term of place, you also emphasized, and Bala Sulam, that he explains it here in 145, that creating the place, the appearing of the place, it's important in our work too, if we won't give room or place for something, so something won't happen. How is that expressed in our work?
You want for there to be a place for the Creator? Then I'll just tell you one thing that you need to do. Move. Move. You're like this? Move a little. Make him room. Make room for him. You understood? That's it. That's called to restrict oneself. Chadera 1.
When we're talking about places, we're talking about two bottom thirds of Tiferet and so on. Is that the two thirds of Tiferet of Nikudim or Nikudot of Sag?
It's Nikudot. No, Nikudot of Sag. The world of Nikudim shattered. The world of Nikudim shattered. And Nekudot of Sag is a completely different relationship. There it's Nekudot and here it's Nekudot, it sounds like. But Nekudot of Sag, they want to depart from there, to not receive. They're all in the feeling of the point of the dark Malchut. They're all kind of running away from reception. Whereas the world of Nikudim expanded with the desire to receive inside of it, and therefore this Malchut caused reception in it, and therefore it shattered. But also its shattering is for our benefit because it brought forth a place for correction. Because without that, we wouldn't possibly even have a place to exist. All these actions that come from above down are all, well, as much as we see them sometimes as truly destructive actions, they are in order to give us later the place to correct everything and come to corrections. Well, and we will also read 146, please.
146. The second discernment is the levels of the Potsufim Biyah and their position upon their exit and birth from the Nukva of Atzilut. know that at that time Zer Anpin had already obtained the phase of Chaya from Abba, and the Nukva have already obtained the phase of Neshama from Ima. You already know that Zon received the Mochin from Abba Ve'ima only by ascent and clothing. Hence, Zer Anpin clothes Abba of Atzilut, called Upper Abba Ve'ima. And the Nukva clothes Ima of Atzilut, called Yisut. Then the Nukva of Atzilut sorted and emanated the world of Bria with its five Partsufim.
Do you want to read, Rav?
The second sermon that we have is the levels of the Partsufim Bia and their position upon their exit and birth from the Nukva of Atzilut, meaning we have the world of Atzilut. In the world of Atzilut, there's a Nukva. We'll learn how she performs the Malchut of Atzilut, and from her all the worlds of Bia are born, the three worlds of Bia. Know that at that time Zer Anpin had already obtained the phase of Chaya from Abba, and the Nukva had already obtained the phase of Neshama from Ima. That's clear. Zer Anpin and Malchut are in Abba Ve'ima, and they can attain Chaya and Neshama from there. You already know that Zon received the Mochin from Abba Ve'ima, the Chaya and Neshama, only by ascent and clothing. Hence, Zer Anpin clothes Abba Vatzilut, called Upper Abba Ve'ima, that's how it's called. And the Nukva clothes Ima Avatzilut, called Yisut. Then the Nukva of Atzilut sorted and emanated the world of Bria with its five Partsufim. So what's he saying here? Actually, it's not so difficult. Maybe the names are confusing, but briefly, we get the world of Atzilut with all its five Partsufim that are in it. And Malchut of Atzilut rises to Bina of Atzilut and receives from Abba Ve'ima, from Atzilut, the light, and clothes on Ima of Atzilut, performs a coupling there, and gives birth to all the lower Partsufim. And then, the last line, the Nukva of Atzilut sorted and emanated the world of Bria with its five Partsufim, meaning that's how the worlds are born. The world of Atzilut gives birth from its Abba Ve'ima. Why? Because Abba is the light of Chokhmah, Ima is the light of Bina. When they connect, they can give birth to the lower Partsufim. No one else can give birth to it because the upper light can't reach it directly, which is below the general tabu. And then it turns out that the birth of the worlds come Partsufim and Olamot. 147. Since Nukva stands at the place of Ima, she is regarded as the degree of Ima, since the lower one that ascends to the upper one becomes like it. Hence, the world of Bria, which was sorted by her, is regarded as the degree of Zeranpin. Since it is a lower degree than the Nukva regarded as Ima. And the one below Ima is Zeranpin. I'm correcting things here, so it's confusing me. Thus, the world of Bria stands at the place of Zeranpin of Atzilut, below the Nukva of Atzilut, which was then regarded as Ima of Atzilut. Again, I'm going to read it, sorry. Since Nukva stands at the place of Ima, she is regarded as the degree of Ima, since the lower one that ascends to the upper one becomes like it. Hence, the world of Bria, which was sorted by her is regarded as the degree of Zeranpin, since it is a lower degree than the Nukva, regarded as Ima. And the one below Ima is Zeranpin. Thus, the world of Bria stands at the place of Zeranpin of Atzilut, below the Nukva of Atzilut, which was regarded as Ima of Atzilut. No questions. Well, let's let go of this and go to the women. Please.
Moscow 18 is asking, why does Baal HaSulam specifically in this place use the concept new of Adam Rishon? It's written the sin of Adam Rishon that we didn't hear of before, this concept, the sin of Adam Rishon.
First of all, we have to agree with what he's writing, that he gives us the sermons that are clear for him, that they are as laws, and we need to accept them as things that exist and are true. We don't have a choice. And the fact that he writes it in such a way, it's because it's the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's like an abbreviation of an abbreviation. That's why he's not concerned of us understanding something here, but he just wants to show us the order of the things, that this is how it is. And if you start asking, why is this like this? Where does that come from? So there are things that you can understand, because the system is unified, but he doesn't make any efforts to try and explain every little detail. I'll tell you even more. If you open the study of the Ten Sefirot, so you'll see as much as also there, he doesn't really explain things. That there are things that he repeats 1,000 times there. And there's things that he doesn't even want to explain a bit about. That's how it is. You can't ask about it. These things weren't given to us so we can understand it with our mind, what is happening. On that it's written, it's not the wise who studies. These things were given to us, so upon them we will want to connect and draw the light that reforms, and it will build in us those discernments. And by that awakening in us, we will feel it. That's why the main thing is not to be despaired and every day start anew, and every moment start anew. And there is no transition between states but despair, shattering the feeling of helplessness, no forces. That's the result of the shattering that we're correcting. That's why whoever feels in these states of in-between, despair, lack of forces, bad moods, no confidence, confusion, it is all good. It's a sign of advancement. It's not like our ego wants, but that's how it is.
Moscow
8. Where does the empty place in which the worlds are created from, where does it come from?
Mi'a Galgalta.
From Galgalta.
Galgalta. И мавриха мекаце лекаце.
Galgalta.
Mi'a Ensof.
Is from one end to the other, from Ensof, where the light of Ensof is there, to its siyum, where all the desire ends. That's why everything that exists, exists in Galgalta.
The world of Tzilut carries out the same things they were supposed to implement in the world of Nikudim, but were not implemented there. Do we, as a result of the shattering, seemingly come back and recompose the world of Nikudim?
Correct. In the end, we put together the world of Atzilut back as if it never shattered, but as if it never shattered, that from that we understand the whole inner structure it has, and then it's shattering, and in this way we correct it. Yeah.
Zon begets a parzuf above parsa. How can it descend below the parsa?
Zon de atzilut, molit.
Zon of atzilut gives birth to the parzufim below the parsa. No problem. We have to understand that the upper parzuf can descend instead of the lower one. It has no problem because it has much greater screens than the lower one. That's why it can descend to the lower one. It increases its screen, corrects the lower one, just as we take a child on our hands and raise him to our degree. We hold him next to us, and then we bring him back. We put him back on his level. And by such ascents, descents, the way we take care of him, we gradually raise him.
Ken?
Yeah?
A question from New York, continuing the question from Tbilisi, where you said that we have to move and make room for the greater. What does it mean, and where should I move to?
Move in your ego. Shorten, restrict your ego. Give place to the other one. To such an extent, we have to be that we all incorporate as one central point in all of reality. And around us, in all that great sphere that we have vacant from our ego, we have made room for the Creator. That's why the Creator is called the place, Makum. That to the extent that we move ourselves from with our ego, from the volume that we supposedly took that place, now we vacate it for the Creator, and we call Him the place. Next.
How from making room do we become one point?
By us all restricting our egos into one point, that the Creator said about it, I've created the evil inclination, that He didn't create more than that one point. So, in that point, we exist. The rest, except for that one point, we acquire the qualities of the Creator. From making room, our ego, from all that area, except for that central point, that also isn't on our account. The Creator created the evil inclination. That's why in that whole area we are adhered to the Creator.
But
we have brought the Creator into there. We have revealed Him there. In our adhesion in Him, we are supposedly crowning Him to be the King upon us. That we are making room from our ego, and to that extent, we're giving Him a place to control. Yes.
It seems like as much as we learn, our wisdom is greater than our actions. How can we clothe our discernments that we learn about in common work in the Ten in simple nearing between us?
That is something we will need to discover through actions. Through our actions.
Ken.
Yes.
52. What is the moving force to a person who restricted his whole ego?
The motivating force to make room for the Creator. Make room for the Creator to be revealed and control upon all of us and all of reality.
Kabu 2, how to open my heart for the Ten.
That you can talk about between you and pray. The main thing is to pray. We aren't controlling our heart, but we need to reach a state that our heart will finally start changing to the extent that we understand that we can't control our heart. We are willing to give our heart to the Creator and that He will format it. Format it. Okay?
There's a few more. Can a friend seriously turn to his ten, like to a doctor, and ask to open his heart and give it vitality so that he will stop to be blemishing perfection?
That he can do. That is good. As a chin, it's good to lower yourself towards the friends.
In the acts of restriction inside a ten, are they in my form of behavior towards the friends? We talk a lot about restriction, but in practice we behave like beasts and we have no precise measure for restriction. Can you give us a specific example?
That's called his heart and mouth aren't equal. That in his mouth he can say beautiful things, but in his heart he's willing to beat everybody up and kill everybody and, right. That's a big problem. We need more and more to also speak about it and understand that until we won't reach a state that what we have inside in our heart and what I can say even to myself in a revealed way on the outside, even on myself, me to myself, so it won't be a correction. Next.
Can you maybe give a specific example of restriction in the work in the Ten?
Restriction in the work in the Ten is that I am willing to participate with each and every friend in what he is doing. And I will be as a point in him. That helps him in everything according to his desire. For spirituality, obviously, spiritual actions.
That's it for the time being, thank you.
Good, so let's go to the last part of the lesson.